So again, you know, it's natural. People want to present cases of patients doing well. Really is great when we hear about these. What about the issue of stopping therapy? And this comes up every tumor that checkpoint inhibitors are utilized. Any general thoughts and more specific thoughts about this man?
Well, you know, the data for Merkel cell is not out there for stopping therapy. So I'm kind of apprehensive to do that in somebody who has such a deadly disease and such a great response. So right now, there isn't any immediate plans to stop. And it's not clear if it's tumor dependent whether we can stop these immunotherapies. The data for stopping immunotherapies is emerging in melanoma. And I think most cutaneous oncologists are starting to feel more and more comfortable with stopping immunotherapies for these patients who have had great response. But whether that applies to other tumor types, other cutaneous malignancies, we don't know yet.
You hear people in lung cancer talking about stopping therapy also. I guess it really gets into the heart of what you visualize as happening in these patients and whether you think there's the potential for cure.
And I think in melanoma, that's certainly the case. If we go back to immunotherapy with melanoma with high-dose interleukin-2, those patients were cured. It was a 5% or so of patients, but they received immunotherapy. They had a complete response to that therapy, and we were comfortable that we could stop the treatment and they would have long-term survival. So I think patients who get these great responses to immunotherapy with metastatic melanoma, a lot of those probably are cured, and the good portion of them can stop immunotherapy at some point.